You have reached emergency roadside assistance. My name is Shakivi. Are you currently in need of roadside assistance?
I am.
Hello? Are you in a safe location?
I am. I'm in a parking lot.
May I have the first and last name associated with your account, please?
Susan Knight, SusanKnight.
Have a good callback number in case you get disconnected.
What's that? Oh, my, I'm sorry. It's 224-383-5774. Sorry, I'm having one right now.
You're fine. Would you like to receive mobile text updates?
Please. Okay. I actually just got disconnected. I was on the phone with someone, and then I actually got disconnected, so that's why I'm... She really took this as well.
Did she set you up a ticket?
I'm not sure. I don't know yet. Okay. I got disconnected, and another call was coming in, and I was calling, and I hit the wrong button, so it hung back.
Okay, just bear with me. Let me see.
Apologies.
May I have your member ID or your policy
it
number
is,
associated with your account?
Yes. DA1464183.
Okay, I'm sorry. What was the first digit? I couldn't hear you. I think it's some wind in the background.
Oh, because I'm outside. D as in David, A like Apple, 1464183.
And what's the zip code associated with your account?
60193.
Okay, but for some reason it's not pulling your account up for me. Okay,
it's the policy number she just gave me.
Okay, will you spell the first name out for me? Let me see if I spell something wrong or S-U-S-A-N.
Here, I have the policy number. You want the policy number?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. It's I-L-A-A 071-548-1 -00. You find it?
Trying to search it another way and see what's going on. Because I tried it with the policy number. first and last name, zip code, and it's still not pulling up for me. So I'm trying to search it another way. Just bear with me. Okay. Will there be another name on the account?
Susan Knight, that's it. Susan, S-U-S-A-N, or Melissa Knight. But the policy is under my mom's name.
Okay. Give me a minute. Will you verify the address that's on that account?
Yep, 1505 Mercury Drive, apartment 6 in Schaumburg, Illinois, 60193.
Okay, I had to do it that way. I had to do a wild card search, and it pulled it up for me. Okay. And what is the year, make, and model of your disabled vehicle?
2017 Chevy Sonic.
Okay, thank you. And what is the color of that vehicle?
It's gray.
And what seems to be the reason for breakdown today?
I have no idea. Just died out in the middle of the intersection. Some nice gentleman actually stopped as all cars are flying past me. He pushed me into a parking lot. So I don't know if he says it could be my alternator, it could be my battery. So I don't know. I don't know. I really don't know. I don't know what I'm supposed to do, if I'm supposed to ship. I don't even have a car place to take it to. Unless I call Cats right now, but I think they're closed.
Just bear with me.
I don't know that once it gets jumped, if it'll stay start, if it'll stay running, I don't know.
Okay, and you said it's at the, it's in a parking lot?
Yeah, I'm at a parking lot at 53, Rowling Road and Lake Street. I'm in the Walmart. I'm in a parking lot right next to Walmart.
Okay.
By Chipotle. On the other side of Chipotle.
Okay, and is your, I have to ask you a few more additional questions, and we can just go ahead and get you out there. Okay, is the vehicle modified lower to the ground to sit low to the ground?
No.
Okay. Will it shift out of park or go into neutral?
It will.
Okay, it will. Okay, is it a four-wheel, all-wheel drive?
It's a four-wheel drive. I mean, it's all-wheel drive, I believe. It's a four-door sedan car. It's small.
Okay. Is it an antique vehicle?
I don't know what it is.
Okay. Is it an antique vehicle?
No.
Okay. And is it served as a result? Is it served as a result of an accident?
I can't. What was that?
And is it served as a result of an accident?
No.
Okay. Well, you need a ride.
Do I need a ride? Probably so. Okay. I don't know if it's going to be, if we're going to tow it to what was going to happen. I don't know. I need to call. I don't even know if the shop is open. I don't know what to do. I don't know, because if I take it, then I got to pay another tow to have it picked up to go to the shop. I don't know. I'm in Addison right now.
Okay. And you say your Chipotle is next to you?
Yeah, I'm in, yeah, there's a parking lot. It's a Walmart parking lot, like a big one. And then I'm just sitting in like a side parking lot.
Okay.
That I'm next to. Or a Verizon. It's a Verizon. And it's like right next to, you know, see Chipotle. I'm in the parking lot right next to Chipotle. On the left side, if you're looking at the Chipotle. But they have to pull into this parking lot off of either Rowling Road or Lake Street. Like, they can come turn right into it because it's one way, or they can come in off of Lake Street. So it's like separate from Walmart. We got nothing.
Hey, do you know you want to take the vehicle to?
Not at this moment. Probably to 1505, probably to my house, but I have to find that out.
Okay.
Because I'm afraid if I have it jumped right now and it just dies on the way, so I just would rather have it towed to my house and then I can have it, I mean, jump possibly there and then.
Okay, because if I set it up for a tow, it's going to be an out-of-pocket expense because you only cover it for $50.
Right, I know. And how much is it going to be?
I won't know how much it is exactly until I reach out to the provider and they just provide me with the quote. And I give you a call back with whatever price they give me and then see if you approve it.
Okay. That's fine. And can I pay that when we get there or I have to do that beforehand?
You can pay it when they get there.
Yeah, because I have some cash and then whatever left we'll pay on the card.
Okay. Okay. Well, let me reach out to some providers. I'm going to give you a call back with a quote, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
No problem. You have a good rest of your day, okay?
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. You too. Bye-bye.